I thank God for the grace that he has given me. Every one of us, if I have time, I get to it. But every one of us have received grace to work, to do your part. I have been graced to preach to you this message, this truth. And that's what Paul was. He said, I preach this to the world. He said, even though I am the less significant in all of his holy believers, this grace gift was imparted when the manifestation of his power came upon me. Grace alone empowered me so that I could boldly preach this wonderful message to the non-Jewish people, sharing with them the unfailing, inexhaustible riches of Christ, which are beyond comprehension. I don't care how much we comprehend, there's still more to comprehend. You know why I know that? Just hold your place and I'll read it to you. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. Listen to it. And so you jot these scriptures down, go back and read them. He said in Ephesians chapter 2, he said that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. There in the ages to come, you're going to see his amazing grace. Ages, that thing that we're going to see in the ages to come, we ain't seen it yet. But he wants you to see how to operate in this age. And his amazing grace and his ability, when you are challenged, when you are tested, when you are tried, when opposition comes, he wants you to understand this amazing grace. This God-given ability, this anointed Christ that you have become just like him. Now, when the enemy shows up where you got to deal with him, that you know how to handle him. You know what to do. You know what to say. You know that you're anointed to say it. You know that you're graced to say it. You know that you have the knowledge. You know you have the wisdom. You know you have the faith. And you know that you have been empowered by God to say it. And then when you say it, you don't think, you know, it happens. But in the ages to come, he said, I got some other stuff I'm going to show you. But he wants you to walk in the fullness of this in this life, not whining and complaining and grumbling and living hopeless and all these saying, I'm so weak, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm so full of fear, you know. Might have been Brother AJ mentioned about we got talking about the mind and said, you know, a nightmare. That's of the devil. Your mind gets so ripped apart. You don't know where you're going or coming. Huh? God didn't create you for a nightmare. And you got grace to keep that nightmare out of your life. Say, I'm dreaming horrible dreams. Take authority over.
Amen.
Take authority on them. Stop them. Yes. How you do it? With your faith. Hallelujah. And the word.
Hallelujah.
You've been graced to do it.
Yes.
Paul said, this is beyond our comprehension. Let me move on. He said, my passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. This is what I thrive on. This, my passion. Some people's passion is to excite the crowd. I believe James Brown's passion was to excite the crowd because he kept talking about how he feel, and they joined in with it. And but Paul said, my passion is to bring light to you. Amen. So you can see by revelation.
Yes, Lord.
Not just hope, not just, you know, sit in church or sit in a gathering like this and just, oh, duh. But you are hearing, and revelation is coming, and I'm seeing. Thank you. Your spirit is doing flips. Whoa. Never seen that before. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. He said, my passion is. And I don't want to stand here and just talk something. Hallelujah. He said, my passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery, secret. It was hidden for ages past until now. And kept a secret in the heart of God. Ooh. Now God is revealing his heart. The creator of all. The purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank an angelic order in the heavenly realm. God's full and diverse wisdom, and revealed through the church. This perfect, wise plan was destined from eternity ages, eternal ages, and fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ. It was destined from eternal ages and fulfilled completely in Christ Jesus. So that now, it's been fulfilled. So right now, are you hearing me? We have boldness through him and free access as king. Not just a servant, not just a person that's hired around the household, but we have access to what God has given us as kings. Lord, am I communicating with them? They just looking at me. And help me, Holy Spirit. Have access as king before the Father because of our complete confidence in Christ. Faithfulness. My dear friends, I pray that you will remain strong and be not discouraged or ashamed by all of my suffering on your behalf, for it is for your glory. Yes. Now let's go over here and look at Paul's suffering, some thing that he said. To get this revelation, Paul suffered many things.
Yes.
And even his calling, you go back to the book of Acts chapter 9, Paul talks about God told Ananias, tell Paul these are the things he's going to suffer for my name's sake. He talked about that. Now, so let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Let me make sure. I do my notes. Oh, here it is. Colossians chapter 1, and we'll pick up at verse 18. Colossians chapter 1. I want 1:18. Ooh, Jesus.